Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
First, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that major infrastructure deficits, paradigm shifts in the EU over state aid, and the high cost of doing business for SMEs are all threatening the Irish economy, a new report from the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council has said. The Competitiveness Challenge report has made numerous recommendations for addressing these challenges, including a speedy implementation of planning reforms, greater lobbying by the Irish government to ensure a level playing field in Europe regarding state aid, and a move away from one-off supports for small businesses. Instead, the government should focus on ensuring the necessary conditions for firms to compete are fair and adequate, it said. The publication of the report was brought forward by several months to increase the focus on longer-term issues facing the country in advance of Budget 2025. And Newstalk Breakfast will be speaking to the Fiscal Advisory Council just after 8 about this subject. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that returns from asset sales bolstered profits at Bord na Móna in the face of a 30% fall of, in turnover to €279 million. Following the state-owned company's closure of two businesses, pre-tax profits at Bord na Móna dipped to €113 million in the 12 months to the end of March. According to the latest data, turnover fell to €278 million and from €395 million in the same period. And Bord na Móna's annual report shows that renewable energy sales slid almost €45 million to €160 million. Catherine Sands in the Business Post reports that a long-awaited bill to reform Ireland's defamation laws will abolish juries in High Court defamation actions and include new protections against lawsuits that seek to silence critics, according to details released by the government today. The defamation bill will also provide a new defence for live broadcasters and retail businesses while encouraging alternative dispute resolution methods instead of litigating claims. While the bill will provide the most substantial reform for Ireland's defamation laws in 15 years, it will not put a cap on the amount of damages which can be awarded in a defamation action. It will also not introduce a serious harm test, which exists in other jurisdictions. Among the more significant measures introduced by the bill is the ability of defendants to apply for a declaration that a case is a strategic lawsuit against public participation or a slap.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.